When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to Making Meaning, a new limited series from Ministry of Ideas. I'm Zachary Davis. In March 2010, I should have been the happiest person on the planet. I had just graduated college and moved to Washington, D.C. for a prestigious fellowship at a foreign policy think tank. I was living in this beautiful old mansion in DuPont Circle with dozens of fascinating international students, eating amazing food, and going to all kinds of interesting lectures and museums. I had even fallen in love and started dating someone perfect for me. And yet, in March of 2010, I found myself in the throes of a despair so agonizing, a psychic torment so acute, that every time I watched a subway train approach, I was tempted to stop the pain by jumping onto the tracks. I was suffering because I had come to believe that the religion I was raised in was not true. That there was, in fact, no God. That my entire life had been based on a delusion. And almost worse, that everyone I loved was trapped in the same delusion. The only thing I knew for sure anymore was that nothing mattered. That my life would never have meaning again. That feeling of emptiness felt like falling through a black hole with no hope of ever landing on solid ground. My parents came to visit for my birthday, unaware of my psychological state. I went into their hotel room, gave them a hug, and almost immediately burst into inconsolable sobs. "It's not true," I wailed again and again. They took me straight to the hospital to see a psychiatrist. With some therapy, exercise, and time, I mostly healed. But only mostly. There remained a hole in my heart, and all I could think about was how to fill it. I became obsessed with meaning. All day, I asked myself the eternal questions. What does a meaningful life look like? What does it feel like? How can my work have purpose? How can I make my relationships more real and loving? Does my life actually matter? How should I live? Am I prepared to die? It's been more than 10 years since my spring of sorrows, and I still ask myself these questions every day. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, forced into an even greater existential crucible, I decided to ask some other people these kinds of questions. People who have thought deeply about them, even written books about them. This new podcast series is the answers these wise and wonderful thinkers gave to my questions. This series is called Making Meaning because, for good or bad, under conditions of modernity, we are no longer given meaning. We have to make it. That responsibility to make our meaning can feel like a heavy burden. It can leave us paralyzed with indecision. But it can also feel intoxicating, a freedom to craft our lives according to the textures and colors of our unique individual souls. Because as you'll discover in the following episodes, there are as many ways to make meaning as there are lives to live. My deep hope is that this series will give you new ideas, language, and encouragement to make your own life full of exquisite and inexpressible meaning. Making Meaning is a limited series from Ministry of Ideas. It is produced by me, Zachary Davis, and Jack Pombriant. You can support us by sharing the show with your friends, subscribing, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. For more information, visit our website at ministryofideas.org. You can connect with us on Twitter, where we're at Ministry of Ideas. You can also email us at zachary@ministryofideas.org. We would love to hear from you. Ministry of Ideas is a proud member of Hub and Spoke, a Boston-centric collective of smart, idea-driven podcasts. You can check out all of our shows at hubspokeaudio.org.